every day brings news of escalating violence from the Middle East as the Israeli army kills Palestinians or Palestinians kill Israelis in suicide bombings. But not everyone feels powerless to intervene and try and stop the violence. UK nationals are travelling to Israel as part of the International Solidarity Campaign. I joined four people, two men and two women, at Heathrow Airport as they prepared to leave for Israel. Sarah Irvin is a student and journalist from Manchester. What do they hope to achieve?
Well, when we originally decided to do this, I hoped that I could be some kind of contribution to the quite strong and vibrant non-violent opposition to the Israeli occupation. I'm now, I suppose, increasingly worried that anything I'm going to be able to do over there is going to be purely symbolic, but I think the escalation just makes it even more important that people are seen to oppose the Israeli government's actions rather than to accept them or to not be involved in opposition because they're afraid.
Chris Dunham from Plumstead in South London visited Palestine, or the occupied territories as they're known, in early October. The Israeli army mans checkpoints throughout the area. Chris explains how they observe the soldiers at the checkpoints.
We take along video equipment and cameras, digital cameras, and just continually point them at the soldiers, and they're very aware of that. And when we went before, we actually interviewed the soldiers and asked them why they were occupying Palestine and got their reactions. And they're often quite young. Yeah, conscripts, they're in their early 20s, maybe even younger. There's maybe eight of them, and there's maybe 100 Palestinians. A young soldier, I guess, could feel threatened, but generally the balance of power is such that they're heavily armed, and these children, just all they've got is stones.
Do you think that was effective? Do you think your presence was effective and avoided violence?
I think it certainly stopped violence from the Israeli side.
Did you see any violence when you were there?
We did. We saw people being pulled out of cars and harassed. I mean, it wasn't serious violence, and we actually got out, and it looked like something that could have escalated, and we got out and intervened and got into a shouting match with an Israeli soldier. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult to say, isn't it, whether, because we didn't see any violence, is hopefully because we were there. So it's difficult to say whether there would have been if we hadn't been.
Ironically, perhaps, the day after the four left for Israel, the United Nations Security Council decided not to send UN observers to the occupied territories.